Ndiyabonga Nkosi ukusigcina ekuhambeni kwethu konke nasendleleni zonke kuze kube lolu suku lwanamhlanje.
We thank you, Lord, for having kept us on all our ways till this day of today.
Siyakumema Nkosi Jesu ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us.
Khazimulise igama lakho elingcwele.
That your holy name would be glorified.
Uzingcwelise phakathi kwethu.
And that you would be sanctified amongst us.
Amen.
Amen. We will read the Lord's word out of the book of Revelations.
Isahluko seshumi nashiyagalolunye.
Chapter 19,
iVesi leshumi nanye.
Verse 11.
Ngase ngibona izulu livulekile, bheka nanto ihashi elimhlophe, nohlezi phezu kwalo obizwa ngokuthi othembekileyo noqinisileyo, uyahlulela alwe.
After that I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse appeared. The one who was riding it is called Faithful and True, and he passes judgment and wages war in righteousness and holiness.
Amehlo akhe ngamalanga bomlilo, nasekhanda lakhe kukhona imqhele emningi, unegama elilotshiweyo elingaziwa umuntu.
His eyes like a flame of fire, and on his head are many kingly crowns, and he has a title inscribed which he alone knows.
Wembethe ingubo efafazwe ngegazi, igama lakhe ngulizwi kaNkulunkulu.
He is dressed in a robe dyed by dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God.
Izimpi igama lakhe ngulizwi likaNkulunkulu. Izimpi zasezulwini zamlandela, zikhwela amahasha amhlophe, zembethe ilineni elicolekileyo, elimhlophe nelihlanzekile.
And the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses.
Emlonyeni wakhe kwaphuma inkemba ebukhali ukuze ashaye izizwe ngayo. Yena uyakuzibusa ngentonga yensimbi. Yena uqobo uyanyathela isikhamo sewayini lentukuthelo yolaka lukaNkulunkulu umnini mandla onke.
From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword with which he can smite the nations. And he will shepherd and control them with a staff of iron. And he will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and the indignation of God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent.
Unegama lotshiwe engutsheni yakhe, nasethangeni lakhe lithi, Inkosi yamakhosi, nombusi wababusi.
And on his garment and on his thigh he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We will stop there.
Indaba kaNkulunkulu, indaba isimanga, indaba yeBhayibheli.
The God's mystery is, and the Bible's mystery is, an amazing thing.
Ngikhuluma nama distribute ebusuku ngathi iBhayibheli liqala ngendlela isimanga ukuthi eqaleni uNkulunkulu.
Last night when I spoke to the distributors, I said the Bible is a marvelous book because it starts with in the beginning God.
Manje ngesiHebheru lelo gama ekuqaleni igama elisimanga.
Now in Hebrew, that word in the beginning is an amazing word.
Because we are
we are used to saying in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and that we tend to think of the creation and is creating the world.
And the emphasis seems to be on the creation that he created. In the meantime, in the beginning has an astounding meaning. In the beginning, in Hebrew, means he's the first in time, position, order, rank, whatever it may be, he's the first and will always be the first in everything.
Kanti lelo gama elithi ekuqaleni lichaza uNkulunkulu ukuthi lelo gama ukuthi uyena ungokuqala ekukho konke.
And this man who is, or this being who is the first in rank, in order, in position, he created heaven and earth.
Lowo ke ongowokuqala ngesikhundla nangesithunzi uyena ke owadala izulu nomhlaba.
I told them when I got to KwaSizabantu, I didn't look for water. I didn't look for milk. I didn't look for these projects. I came with one aim, to seek God. God.
Mina ngifika la kwaSizabantu bengafuna amanzi, bengingafuni okuningi, bengifuna uNkulunkulu nje, nalaba bantu abebenami besinhliziyo enye kulokho, singafuni ikhundla, sifuna into eyodwa, sifuna uNkulunkulu.
And those who were together with me at that time were also of that mind, of being of one heart, united, seeking nothing else besides God.
Kodwa lokhu enibona kuhlanta manje kuvela kwisipho nje sikaNkulunkulu. Pho ke sothini? Yena mnini mandla onke, yena oqondisa into zonke, ozazi izinto eziphezu komhlaba nangaphansi komhlaba nangaphakathi komhlaba. Uma eseyiveza okwakho kwakhe lokho kungu umusa wakhe nje isipho sakhe.
But then if projects are started and work is done, that is the gift of the Lord. And if he, the Almighty, imparts his grace to you, then you can just thank him, because he is the one, the Almighty, who is in the earth, above the earth and high in the heavens.
Namanje kusenjalo sisafuna uNkulunkulu, hayi ukuthi sifune lokho. Ngaxoxa nabanye izolo ngathi, hey, uma nithi nizala nifuna umsebenzi, umuntu akezila ngoba efuna umsebenzi, kufanele ukuthi eze ngoba efuna uNkulunkulu. Ngithi uma uza ngoba ufuna umsebenzi, ngiyathandaza uNkulunkulu qhumisa izinto alahlekela umsebenzi. Lana indawo kaNkulunkulu, la sifuna abantu abafuna uNkulunkulu. Ngisho ingane zesikole uma bengafuna uNkulunkulu, le ndawo yobakhafula.
And I say to this day we are seeking this God, and for whatever reason you may come. If you say, I spoke yesterday to someone, said, if you just have come for employment, well, I think you've come to the wrong place. Here we want people who seek God. And likewise, the school children, this is a place where a person seeks God.
And I pray that if you don't do that, that this place will spit you out. We've got no place for people that don't want God with all their heart. And if he's blessed you, that you still seek him. Like Abraham, he had a son, and God said, let me test him, whether his heart is with his son
are still with me. And he said, you slaughter, you sacrifice a son. He could have said, oh God, I can't. This is my only son. But God said, so that he did it. And then God said, all right.
Besuma unkulunkulu ekubusisile. Nokho usamfuna, usamfunisisa njengo Abraham lapho ebusiswa ngendodana uNkulunkulu wamhlola wamvivini ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe isephelele kuNkulunkulu noma ubeseza thanda indodana yakhe.
And the past has proved that parents that don't seek God with all their heart, where the children become idols, they can't stay here any longer. They leave.
Sesokubona ngesikhathi sedlule abazali abangamthandi uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yabo epheleleyo kodwa banamathela enganeni yabo awulendaba ivele ibachithe bahluleka ukuhlala bayahamba.
This is a place for people who put God in the beginning, according to the Hebrew language.
Indawo le eyabantu aba faka uNkulunkulu ekuqaleni bambeke yena abe ekuqaleni.
Ingani washo uJesu wathi uma umuntu eza kimi engazonduyise nonina nomkakhe nengane zakhe nokuphila kwakhe ngeke abe ngumfundi wami.
Didn't Jesus even say he wants to be my disciple and doesn't hate father, mother, child, even his own life, cannot be my disciple?
UJesu abe phambili.
Jesus needs to be in the beginning.
Ngabaxoxela izolo ngeSwiss Air. Uyabona abantu base Swiss bayathanda ukuthi into iqonde ihambe kahle.
Yesterday I related to the people of Swiss Air. You know, the Swiss people are very precise and like things to run precisely. And their planes were also flying very well. It was going well. Very timeous. Everything was neat and tidy, going well.
Isikhulu sawo wakhula kwase kuthiwa usezothola ipension ahlale phansi.
And the previous manager of the airlines, he was pensioned.
Manje ubemesaba uNkulunkulu engumuntu okholwayo.
He was a believer, a God-fearing man.
Njalo aphathe uNkulunkulu, afake uNkulunkulu.
He was at all times and venues, he would bring in God and talk about him. And even when he bid farewell, he was thanking God. And then someone else took his position. And when the old man had left,
sekuphelile lokhu kuthi uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu. Sikhululekile, sesingasebenza njengokubona kwethu.
Then the new director, when he came in, he says, well, now we are now free. We are tired of all this God talk. Now we can act as we think and like how things should go.
Kwathatha 10 years. It's Swiss Air, lawa ladliwa.
And it only was 10 years after that Swiss Air was bankrupt.
I've seen Swiss people crying, shedding tears. It was part and parcel for them. After 10 years, bankrupt. Because the new manager thought he could do it. And not God. That's what happened. You remember, just a year or two ago, they were bankrupt.
Kumbula abanye bekhali nembezi ngoba liswese ibe inhlo ebathokozisayo bengxenye yakhona kodwa bathi hayi bazozama ngaphandle kaNkuluNkulu.
Ngeminyaka ephambili khona umuntu waseFrance umFrench wathi kodwa iMelika yini ukuba lithuthuke kangaka, yini lisebenze kangaka, yini ukuthi izinto zibahambele kahle. Wathi ngizohamba ngifuna imfihlakalo yabo.
A few years ago there was a Frenchman who wondered why America was so prosperous, and so he was going to investigate to try and find the secret of their success.
What is it that makes America work? Wangena ezindlini, wahamba phuma kule ndlini eyo. Uthi leyo naleyo ndlu uma ingena ubefica iBhayibheli etafuleni ebingelelwe iBhayibheli. What? How? Kanti imfihlo yaseMelika iBhayibheli ikona okwakha iBhayibheli. Ngisho England yalakhiwa iBhayibheli kodwa manje sebephuphile ngokulahla iBhayibheli. Isizwe esilahla iBhayibheli siyaphupha, asindawo sikhwandela nyova, asinangqondo, asinakuhlakanipha, asikwazi ukuqamba lutho.
So he entered into the American homes, and when he was, so to say, greeted by a Bible in every home and building he entered into. And so he came to the conclusion and said that America is blessed because of the Bible. Likewise, England was blessed because of the Bible. But because the Bible is not adhered to anymore, it's insignificant, that's why we see things going down. And every nation that pushes the Bible aside, we see that it fades, just becomes a fake, and there's no power left in those people.
Ngishimalinabo, but in God we trust. Simethembu uNkulunkulu.
And even on their notes and the money they have written, in God we trust.
Bekona nasemalini yalapha ngiyakhumbula kodwa bekuzukwa u5 cent. Bekona inyoni embili. Imzwilile embili. Bekuthatha eBhayibhelini ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma egcina imzwilili engelutho kakhulu kangakanani nina. Kodwa lokho kwasulwa. Iqiniso phela ukuthi la eSouth Africa uNkulunkulu ubuyiselwe eceleni, ikho kuvalwa ngisho umthandazo ezikoleni. Kodwa ngalokho siqhandela nyova njengezizwe zonke zimfulathele uNkulunkulu ngaphandle ukuthi siphenduke simbeke uNkulunkulu endaweni yakhe abe ngowokuqala. Ngaphandle kwalokho alikho ikusasa eliqhakazayo, umgodi nje ongenamkhawulo.
And even on some of our coins previously we had emblems which signified for instance, one which had two birds on it, signifying those that the Lord said he will care, even he cares for the birds. But now that has been pushed aside, and the truth of the matter is, in our country, God is being pushed aside. But there won't be any bright future for anybody who pushes God aside. Here we find something amazing. John relates that he saw the heavens opened. He saw it open.
Uthi bheka nanti hashe limhlophe liza qhamuka liphuma ezulwini lezela phansi emhlabeni.
And behold a white horse that came down from heaven to earth.
Nohlezi phezu kwalo obizwa ngokuthi othembekileyo noqinisileyo.
And the one
uyahlulela alwe ngokulunga.
The one riding it is called faithful and true, and he passes judgment and wages war in righteousness. And so it is Jesus himself who is riding this horse. Whatever you might be here on this world, whether you're an atheist or a beast or whatever, above all things is this one who is the faithful one who is riding a white horse. He is called faithful and true. Just look at the unfaithfulness of people, but he is the one who is and remains faithful. A white horse, signifying purity, cleanliness. He comes down to wage war here on earth, doing it in righteousness. He entered into Jerusalem riding a colt of a donkey.
Imbongolo ikhaza ukuthula.
And a donkey signifies peace.
Kodwa yena uza nehashi, ihashi likhaza ukulwa. Uyempini.
But here he comes riding a horse denoting get ready to wage war, going into battle.
Ngisho thina esikholwayo, iBhayibheli lithi yilwa ukulwa okuhle ngokukholwa. Ukukholwa ukulwa ulwe ukulwa okuhle.
And even we Christians are instructed to fight the good fight of faith. Believing is getting ready for war, to battle, but it is the good fight.
Ngoba kufanele ukuthi silwe ukulwa okuhle, silwe nokubi, silwe nezono, silwe nokungasile.
We cannot wage war having our eyes shut. Even if you see someone doing wrong, if your boys see others doing wrong and they shut their eyes, they don't take note of it and do the necessary actions, well, then they are not involved in this good battle, good fight.
It is a
battle against sin, against the wrong. Someone can fight against the wrong in other children's lives, but in his own children's lives, he won't recognize the wrong. Here we hear of Jesus coming down from heaven on a white horse, getting ready to pass judgment. Not yet the judgment day, indeed that is coming, but now he was preparing to wage a war in righteousness.
Uyeza njengejaji uyahlulela njengokuba nibona izifo ezinhlobo-hlobo sokujaja kwakhe uthi ya uyakwenza uweqa umyalo wenkosi nasi isijeziso sakhe.
He comes as a judge And as we see the different sicknesses and diseases, we see and know of AIDS, that a person who does the wrong, he has got to bear consequences of it. And how we see how he now comes with his judgment, and a person has got to suffer because of it.
In actual fact, I didn't mention AIDS. I said sicknesses. But that includes AIDS as well. But there are others as well. He judges in righteousness. Uzo hlulela ngokulunga. Ngokulunga kwasezulwini. Hayi ngokulunga kwakho. Hayi ngokubona kwakho. Okwasezulwini.
He comes and judges in righteousness, not through human righteousness or through man's eyes, but no, that heavenly righteousness. And his eyes are like flaming flames of fire. And on his head are many crowns. He has a name inscribed which he alone knows. He is dressed in a robe which is dyed by dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God. An artist could paint a picture for us.
Uyeza eyojaja uzojaja kungakafika usuku lokujaja wenza ukubi namhlanje uyojaja.
He comes down from heaven on this white horse with his judgment. He comes with his righteousness, and if you don't accept him, if you want to ignore him, well, he is coming, and he is coming with his righteousness.
Ngubo yakhe ifafazwe ngegazi, sazi ukuthi wasithenga ngegazi, wasithela onqamlezweni. Izitha isihogo besikhosha, kanti besingaboni ukuthi ngegazi lakhe uyanqoba.
His robe is dyed with dipping in blood, which signifies that he came down and died for us, and that he bought us with his blood.
Izimpi zasezulwini zamlandela zikhwela amahashi amhlophe zimbethe ilinini elixokelile elixolekileyo elimhlophe nelihlanzekileyo.
And the troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses.
Izimpi zasezulwini ngoba uJehova wamabandla kuthi lapha eqhamuka walendelwa izixuku amabutho asezulwini athi uma iqhawe lethu lihamba lokulwa sizokulwa kanye nalo.
And the troops of heaven, he is called the God and the God of the congregations. And if he comes down to wage war, then these troops of heaven say, we won't leave him alone. We are going with him.
Bebukela nje bemeqileni eceleni cha indawo yalaba yikho Uma uJesu enza into, nawe ngena kukho ukwenze futhi.
In these days I spoke about those who don't stand to the Lord's side, who keep their swords from shedding of blood. But no, when Jesus does something, we need to stand to his side.
Kodwa balwa kanjani njengaye bembethi hashe elibomvu emhlophe ihasho oligibelayo wena limhlophe kwa limhlophe yini noma limhlophe limsulwa lingcwele noma njalo.
These troops were on their white horses. They were like him. What kind of a horse are you riding? Is it clean? Is it sanctified? Is it holy? Is that what your life is like?
Zembethi linini elicokelike elicolekileyo elimhlophe nelinhlanze lenhlanzekileyo kusho ngishingubo abayiqokile ukuthi imhlophe kanjani imsulwa kanjani ingubo zenu eniqokayo zinhloboni zinegazi lasezweni zinomfanekiso wasezweni noma izingubo zasezulwini ingubo ezingcwele ezimhlophe. Uyazi ngesinye isikhathi bese ngicabanga ukuthi la ngelinye isonto ngizoshumayela ngifundise nina ukuthi ingane zenu noyithungela ingubo enjani ngoba na angikwazi ukukhulisa ingane zenu. Nani madoda ngithi ngifundise nina ukuthi oyisifazane umkakhe ufanele musa ukumgqokisa utight fit uze ubone amabele akhe ubonela ukuthi ungakanani nezinga tight fit ingubo enematheli into yasebufebeni leyo abangane simile sihle umuntu osile ufaka ingubo enhle yehle kahle kube isimanga ukuthi mina ngindoda ngizofundisa nina nina bazali amadoda kazeni ayahamba tulutho enye seyintombi faka ingubo yesalukazi shaya phansi ake nifunde ukuthi abalwayo impilo enkosi ufanele ukuthi bagqoke ingubo ezinhle zelinini bahlobise kahle kube into ehloniphekayo.
These were dressed in fine linen, dazzling and clean. What are we dressed in? Is it maybe the blood of this world, the taste, the fashion of this world? What are we dressing ourselves in? And one day I already wondered whether I need to speak to the parents how they ought to dress their children and their daughters, or maybe to the husbands, how their wives should be dressed. But amazing that I should, as a man, should need teach you that. Not that we take the style of this world where we show every curve and corner of the body, but that a person should be dressed modestly and respectfully.
Lazulu izinsuku kwafika unkosikazi wasefaye wafika kimi wayesexoxela ukuthi khona ngakubo umndeni ongakholwa awukholwa wayesekhuluma lo unkosikazi ongakholwa ukuthi lo makhoti ogqoka kahle kangaka ebabaza ejabula umhedeni hedeni hedeni ethi hawu lo makhoti ugqoka kahle ugqoka kahle. Aningasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akanandaba nalokho ingubo akulutho akulutho ingubo kuveza ingaphakathi lakho kuveza ukuthi usimo sini unhloboni noma uyisifebe noma umuntu ophiwe oklini ongcwele
lamabutha sezulwini ehla nawa gibela amahashi njengenkosi yabo nabo bafaka izingubo ezingcwele izingubo ezinhle kodwa abanye babona kuluhlupho lokho ngoba laphakade kubolile bafuna izono bafuniswe.
Now, a woman from Sunspread in these days related that how an unbelieving, just a worldly person came and said, but that lady, how she dresses, is so lovable and so respectful. That was somebody who is an unbeliever pointing to somebody who was dressed so respectfully.
Zembethe ilinini elicolekileyo elimhlophe nelihlanzekileyo ingube ehlanzekileyo kube ngathi washwa ngegazi lika Jesu ingubo enhle.
Clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, a cleansed robe.
Emlanyeni wakhe kwaphuma inkembe ebukhali ukuze ashaye izizwe ngayo.
From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword with which he can smite the nations.
Yena uyakuzibusa ngentonga yentsimbi.
And he will control them with a staff of iron.
Noma bengathandi uza nenduku yentsimbi. Uyabafosa, uyabaphoka. Ethe uma sekufike mina lezo zinto ezingasile anginamsebenzi nazo.
He comes with a rod of iron to rule, so he is forcing the people, even if they don't wish to, he is forcing them with his rod of iron.
Kuthiwa igama lakhe ulizwi likaNkulunkulu. Izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And his name is the Word of God.
Khona abanye abantu bathi hayi sisemthethweni. Ngiya ngithi uma kukhona uthi sisemthethweni wazi ungivizela umthetho wodwa enkuwo ongekho eBhayibhelini ngakhuluma inganekwane.
Some people claim that we are very legalistic. Well then come to me and show me what command or law we keep which is not found in the Bible.
Khululekile thina ngilaze elini ibandla elikhululekile njengathi.
We are free.
Kodwa uma ufuna ezonweni ufuna izono ufunise hayibo sima sayithe lejaji elehlezulwini linamehlo afana namalanga bomlilo igama lakho lizwi. Konke kufanele ukuthi ukuhambisane nezwi. Uzobona-ke kuyophela ukuhleka uma kunje.
We are a free congregation, but if you want to follow after sin, well, then probably you won't feel very, very at home here. But we want to stand on the side and to the side of the one who is the Word of God, or his name is the Word of God.
Unegama lilotshiwe engutsheni yakhe nasethangeni lakhe elithi inkosi yamakhosi nombusi wababusi.
And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name inscribed King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Noma ubona ngathi zonakele izinto emhlabeni noma khona izimpi kukhona izifo umhlaba indawo embi kodwa kuyisimanga uNkulunkulu uphezu kwakho konke.
Amazingly, even if there are wars fought and if things the world goes wrong, but yet he stands and his word stands.
Khumbula impi yesibili yomhlaba ngasekuqaleni uHitler ubenqoba base ngelinye ilanga banqoba indawo enkulu uHitler wahleka waba nomkhosi omkhulu
And in the Second World War, remember how Hitler conquered one nation after the other, and after they had taken over a huge piece, then they had a great feast, a feast of victory.
Oh, but bangoba, kwasizana ngoba emva kwemnyaka embalwa wayesenqotiwe sephelile.
But what did that help? Just after a few years, they were conquered and defeated.
He just won a few battles, but he didn't win the war. Namhlanje kuyaliwa. Ubona giya laba giya la sinqobile, sinqobile. Aw, lokhu siza abantu sephansi usuyaphela, uyaganga wena. Kuzophela ngoba kuphela yena. Impi nje yamanje ilesikhathi abantu bangasijikela. Kodwa iqhawe lethu ilona enqobayo. Ngasekugcineni yoba yona, yoba yithini esinqobile.
And there can be people who rejoice over this and they dance over this and that victory. There can be many victories fought, and they, maybe people will say, well, there's such a turmoil, even that battles and wages over Sisabantu. Well, that times also go past, but if we stand true to this one, to our victor, our Lord, we will be standing and victorious through it all.
May seem as if you've lost a battle. But what is it? You haven't lost the war. The English, others, the French, lost many battles, but they won the war. And we can't but lose. Even if the devil makes a feast, it says, well, we've won. You haven't won. The man who comes down from heaven on that white horse with those flames of eyes, he who is the Word, he's the victor, he's the judge, and he'll come and judge the nations and the people in righteousness. And sometimes I would think, it's not only the blood which he shed that was sprinkled on his robe. Maybe it's the blood of his enemies. Your blood, if you're not on his side. Like the blood of Jezebel in the Bible, the harlot wanted just to attract men. She dressed as she liked. She used makeup as she liked. She looked out of the window when men passed by. Her eyes followed men. But what was it, the last? She was thrown down before the chariot and her blood sprinkled against the wall, and the dogs came and ate her. Kuchukutike uJesu yanonqobayo wenolwa naye ongafuna ukumthobela uzoza liyovuleka izulu ehle uzoba ijudge lakho. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu thina esikholwa nguyena, esithobela yena, esilalela izwi lakhe. Unelinye igama elingaziwa umuntu liyozwakala ngalelo langa.
So we thank God, we who are on his side, who are part of his victory. And he has got a name which no one knows, but one day in eternity, we will probably know what that name is.
When he'll reveal that name to us, nobody has heard it, nobody knows it, but he knows that precious name. And how precious it will be to us who are faithful to him. And fight the good fight in righteousness right to the end.
Kuzoba mnandi kangakanani uma simi ngakuyena sithembekile kuyena.
Asithoba makhanda.
Let us bow our heads.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa izwi lakho.
We thank you, Lord, that we are able to hear your word.
Noma kukumbi namhlanje, noma sinabantu namakholwa ngenamthetho.
Even if things seem so evil and we have people who are lawless,
siyazi ukuthi noma ngasiphi isikhathi lovuleka izulu wehle ngehashi lakho elimhlophe uyojaja uyongena imizi yabantu uzolandela abantu bahlulele.
For we know at any time the heaven can open and that you can come down on your white horse and you will come with your judgment and even go into the homes and there exercise your judgment.
Ngoba mehlo akho anjengalanga lomlilo ubona nasebusuku ubona nokusemakameleni ubona nokuhletshwayo ubona ukukhulunywayo emakhoneni uyohlulela noma izwi noma imicabango noma isenzo.
And you will come down, you have got the eyes that are like flames of fire that can see even at night the things that are done in darkness or behind closed doors. You will come and you will bring your judgment. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who is above all, the Almighty. And we pray, Lord, that as you are riding that white horse, that the horse that we are riding will also be holy, sanctified, and cleansed, that even our very garments that we wear will testify to that.
Amen.